This is KVNF's regional newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Corey Stanton recently joined the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance for a gleaning party at Excelsior Orchards in Paonia. And a poll from the Colorado Health Foundation found that less than half of respondents consider themselves very likely to get a COVID-19 vaccine once it's available. Plus, important updates from the Colorado Secretary of State's office about mail ballots and the Postal Service. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
Delta County is reporting 3 new human cases of West Nile virus, for a total of 10 cases in the county so far this summer. The Delta County Health Department reminds residents that some symptoms of COVID-19 can also be similar to those of West Nile. The North Fork Emergency Medical Service now has a permanent base in Crawford, reports the Delta County Independent. The Needle Rock Family Health Clinic recently donated its land and clinic building to the North Fork EMS. The gift will make it possible for the organization to provide prompt ambulance service for the Crawford area. The battle continues over a coal company's attempt to build a road to further its mining operations in a protected area of the Gunnison National Forest. Mountain Coal Company built nearly a mile of road and 2 drilling pads in June to expand its West Elk coal mine, located east of Paonia. The state of Colorado ordered a halt to the road building in late June, but last week the state's Division of Reclamation, Mining, and Safety ordered that Mountain Coal can continue to use the new road and drill pads that it built and can build 2 additional drill pads. Conservation groups filed an emergency motion asking for enforcement of a ruling in March that banned construction in the roadless area. A new study confirms that singing indoors without a mask can swiftly spread COVID-19 via microscopic airborne particles known as aerosols. The peer-reviewed study from CU Boulder looked at a March choir rehearsal, which became one of the nation's first super-spreading events. In Washington State, in early March, one person with mild symptoms of COVID-19 attended a 2.5-hour choir practice indoors. More than 50 other people at that rehearsal eventually contracted the disease, and 2 died. The researchers found that COVID was transmitted by aerosols exhaled by the singers. They determined that wearing masks, improving ventilation, and rehearsing for half as long could have dropped the number of people infected from 52 to just 5. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
A new Colorado poll found that less than half of respondents are very likely to get a COVID-19 vaccine once it's available. As Ray Allen Bichelle reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, our state is not alone.
The poll came from the Colorado Health Foundation, but national polls over the past few months paint a similar picture. Daniel Call is an infectious disease doctor with the University of Michigan who's involved in a COVID-19 vaccine trial.
People don't know what they're really being asked yet.
A vaccine doesn't exist yet, he says, so this is all hypothetical, including the potential side effects of whatever candidate does come through.
Some of the technologies being tested are new technologies. They're extremely promising. And so far, the numbers look good. But until the large phase 3 clinical trials are completed, and these trials are currently ongoing, no one knows if they're safe and no one knows if they're effective.
A poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation out this month shows many Americans are concerned politics could interfere with that process, with more than 60% saying they're worried that political pressure from the Trump administration will lead the FDA to rush to approve a vaccine too soon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.
The Postal Service has agreed to destroy their own undelivered election mailers after Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold pointed out they contained inaccurate information about voting by mail. Griswold sued the USPS, and a judge agreed the postcards could confuse voters in Colorado. However, about 75% of the mailers were already delivered before the judge ordered distribution stopped. In an unprecedented settlement with the state of Colorado filed in federal court in Denver, the Postal Service is also agreeing to let Secretary of State Griswold review future mailers about voting procedures for accuracy. On October 2nd, her office will begin mailing 1 Blue Book voting guide to each household with at least 1 registered elector. The electronic version of the Blue Book is available at leg.colorado.gov. Meanwhile, ballots will be mailed to all active registered voters in Colorado starting October 12th. You can see a copy of the sample ballot on your county clerk's website. Here's Secretary Griswold speaking with KVNF about how simple it is to vote in Colorado.
You register to vote, and then you're sent a mail ballot by your local county clerk. And then voters can return that mail ballot to a drop box, by mail, or even at an in-person polling center. And of course, you can always go vote in person, even if you don't have your mail ballot.
If your voter record is marked as inactive, you are still eligible to vote, but you will not be automatically mailed a ballot. Visit govotecolorado.gov to update your info or contact your county clerk's office for help. Secretary of State Griswold has also announced that for the first time, voters in all 64 counties will be able to track the status of their individual mail ballots for the 2020 general election. You can receive notifications by phone, email, or text about the status of your mailed ballot. More info at colorado.ballottrax.net. Remember, if you choose to return your voted ballot by mail, you must add the appropriate postage on the envelope and deposit your ballot in the mail by October 26th, no later than 8 days before the election on November 3rd. KVNF recently joined the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance for a gleaning party at Excelsior Orchards in Paonia. Corey Stanton reports.
At the start of the pandemic, the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance anticipated a need to increase food production in Delta County. Here's community cultivator Elizabeth Agee talking about how gleaning has become a part of the Colorado Farm and Food Alliance's newest program, Plant a Row.
Today we're picking pears at Excelsior Orchards. Elaine, who is one of the owners here, reached out and just really liked the project. She said, "My husband keeps planting trees. We have so much fruit. Like, please come get some pears." So we're picking as many as we possibly can. And then Tony, who is another man who's been growing for the project, really involved with the Plant a Row project, is connected with a couple reservations. And he has some friends who live there who are coming down with trucks. And we're going to load them up with pears to take home.
My name's Tony Corrino. I operate the Our Farm. And Our Farm is not established as a nonprofit, but it's essentially a one-acre farm that has about a half acre of vegetables on it. And the intent is to do something with nothing and provide food for people that need food, friends, family, local community, and elderly, those in need, schools, anybody like that. And this is our first year in the area doing that type of thing. And I'm looking forward to abundant and productive years to come.
How did you get connected with the reservations?
Through this very sacred ways, the traditions of the Lakota, having a humble opportunity to bring their ways into my life, my family's life, my friends, and start to just recognize what's really happening on the earth. You know, in a time of where lives matter, they're the people of this land, and they need to be recognized and taken care of. So that's what the intent is here today with this fruit, and then with some of the farms, bringing good produce up there like that, because it really matters.
The Plant a Row project has a cooler at Adesia Community Kitchen in Paonia, Colorado. Food producers are invited to drop fresh produce off at their convenience until the end of the season. For more information and to schedule a gleaning party at your farm, you can email Elizabeth Agee at cofarmfood@gmail.com or visit coloradofarmfood.org and click on Plant a Row. For KVNF, I'm Corey Stanton.
That does it for KVNF's regional newscast. Thanks for listening.